Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of December 2018, and this is the 940th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just been talking to thin air for the last, 20 minutes or so. And so I feel a bit strange with this podcast. It's wondering what I've been saying and realizing that I haven't said it. I'm out and about and it's pouring with rain. I'm wearing my coat rather than my raincoat because I really couldn't face going upstairs again. I've been working in the library downstairs and just felt I needed to move about. It's been very comfy in an armchair and with my desk lamp and a stool and a bowl of coffee. But I just was getting a little bit stuck, and so I thought I'd come and breathe. I've got a thick coat, so with any luck the rain won't have penetrated, but it is getting stronger. When I woke up this morning there was a thick mist outside and I couldn't tell what time it was, and so I couldn't hear either. I couldn't hear the bells. I'm just looking to see whether there's any shelter. I opened the window to take a closer look at the mist and took a photograph of the mist. There was a little bit of outline of trees and the lights in the village were still on. And I took a photo and I kind of went to readjust the camera and the lights all went off in the village, and the clock then struck 8. So 8 o'clock was the time that they obviously automatically come off. But they came off just as the mist was descending more and more deeply, and it was getting darker and darker. It's kind of a bit strange. Ooh, it is so wet. It is so wet. Where can I go? I'm just kind of finding a little spot. A bit. I don't know how well this is going to work. I'm hoping it is still recording. Actually, there's an old abandoned combi just over in the bushes on the other side of the stream. It doesn't look very inviting, but it would be shelter. When I left, it just felt like light sort of mist, but it doesn't feel like light mist anymore. So, I'm not going to stay here. I was a bit slightly sore after yesterday, and although I clearly got back okay, I did have to do rather a lot of manoeuvring, so I decided not to go on a long walk today. I just thought I'd go round to the source and back, and then I got sidetracked very, very literally. I thought it would be nice to come down to the stream. And it's odd because this is not how I remember the path, but it's quite a big, it is a big path. It's, it's the width of a road and it's nice and even. But what I thought where I was coming to was the riverbed itself. Perhaps if I just continued round. No, that doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Actually, this leads to a bridge that goes over the river. And now I come to think of it, I'm wondering whether there's a lower path that I took last time, where that bridge was that I said I definitely wouldn't cross. Yeah, I'm not sure actually. In which case I have now discovered a bigger bridge where you could cross and take the upper road, which is a bit exciting. So anyway, I'm going back up. This is the path I thought I was on just now, is the one that led to the miracle of the paper hankies the other day. I don't know, there are so many paths. I'm just coming to one at the moment. There's a lovely little track that just goes uphill. I have no idea where it leads. It's not one I'm going to take now because I do think that it would probably be better if I went back to the warmth of the house. Last night we had a big meal, I was going to say a big meal. Well, it was quite a big meal of pizzas, with leftover pizzas that our hosts and their three children came over. So there were five of them and five of us. And we all donated different things to put on the pizzas. And it was lovely, a lovely dynamic, and our hosts were telling us about Anchorage, where they'd lived for, I think, nearly a year, because one of them was doing some research on an Arctic flyer, who was a relation of hers, or had been. Oh yes, I see what's happened. There is a path that goes down. Gosh, this is so exciting. There's a path that goes down to where I was before and goes down to the river. But for some reason, I came straight ahead. I went straight up. I didn't even see the other track. I think it's because it's so wet. I don't know, maybe that's why. So there's a whole other possibility now, that if you take the upper track, you can get along to the other side. And with the lower track, I think there's the path I took to the miracle paper hankies, and then there's another path that follows the other river that we're towards this confluence, and I don't know how far that goes. It might peter out really quickly, but they're all exciting things to pursue. Maybe not this time, but when I come back, I'm so excited that I'm coming back, and really that's something I wouldn't have contemplated, I don't think, if this hadn't happened to my foot. Maybe it would, but, you know, who knows? things just change radically from one moment to another. I'm very glad this new shoe I've got is entirely made of plastic, so it's like a Wellington boot. Well, one of the reasons I came out just now was to contemplate a sticky plot point that I needed to get out and have some fresh air and a bit of a walk on it. So I think that's what I'll do. I'm beginning to feel the rain is penetrating the coat, and so I'm going to go as directly home as possible. I hope the rain lets up a little bit this afternoon and that I'm able to come for another walk. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you're about to have a good day. It's Sunday here, obviously Sunday evening in Australia, or night even. So I hope the weekend's been good for you over there. And I hope you've been able to engage with the outside world and that it hasn't penetrated too far through your clothes, but that it has penetrated into your soul. And I hope that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you at the moment, whether it's dreaming or working on it or taking a break from it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And as I just about reach the main road past the source again, or main road, but it's a one car width, I shall bid you farewell. And so lovely to have you, and thank you again for your comments. And I will talk to you again soon. I'm trying to turn this off, but it's so wet. I can't do it. So here we are. Farewell, really.